This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March. We're talking about CLS Holdings USA. I love this company, and I'll tell you why, because their revenues are growing about 80% year over year. In 2017, they did $1.1 million. 2018, they did almost $2 million. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer and President of the company, Mr. Andrew Glashow. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett. I appreciate it.
How much revenue did you generate in your fiscal year, second quarter ending in February 28th in 2019? And how did that compare to the same period of 2018?
For our operating divisions, which are City Trees and Oasis Cannabis, our dispensaries, we saw revenues for that period of time ended 2/28/19. For our quarter ended 2/28/19, we saw revenues of $2.4 million versus the quarter ending 2/28/18 of $1.8 million. This is approximately a 25% increase in revenue. Additionally, our gross margin, which we're really excited about, increased from approximately 25% in that Q2 ended in 18 to 40% in the same period 2019. So an increase of about 56%. Additionally, this generated for us about $600,000 of additional cash flow to the company. So it was a very, very good quarter, and we're excited to talk about it.
And the factors that drove this attractive growth are what?
So the three P's: people, process, and purchasing. And we've put a really good team of people in place that are implementing what we think is a very good process. Additionally, we are purchasing cannabis and other items under some better terms and conditions. We've also initiated what we call a bulk purchasing program, and all of these things are increasing our margins and are being implemented by a team of really good folks that have their feet on the ground in Las Vegas, Nevada. I would put our team, our operating team, against just about anybody, and we're really, really proud of the results that we're seeing.
So I wanted to make sure I got this correct for myself and for my listeners. Basically, the first quarter of 2019, you did $2.24 million in revenue?
Actually, we did about $2.4 million in revenue.
Wow.
Yeah, which was up from, again, $1.8 million in the quarter ended 2018. It's a very substantial increase.
And all of 2018, all we did was $1.9 million for the total year. Is that correct?
I believe that is that's accurate.
Well, that being said, what's causing this? Is it the improvements, the repositioning of Las Vegas operations? How did this all come about? What's the reflection from this?
Yeah. So the first part of that is it really comes down to people and having the right team. And again, we've spent a lot of time, energy, and effort to try to put that team in place, and I think we have it. And we're still implementing some additional changes on the ground. One of the things that hasn't been reflected in the prior quarter, but will be reflected in this quarter ending on 531, is we've put a brand new sign package in place. Whereas before it might have been a little difficult to find us at times, now it's impossible not to find us. We've got some very, very large and bright and prominently displayed neon signs, kind of old Vegas looking, and that's helped with night traffic. Additionally, during the day, through some of the programs that we're running, we're seeing a consistent increase in foot traffic in the store. We're seeing a little bit of an increase in our average sale. And again, margins continue to expand. And I am cautiously optimistic that in this quarter that we're currently in, we will see an additional margin expansion, number one. And number two, the goal for us is really to try to get as close to 50% as possible. I also would be remiss in not talking for a second here about City Trees. City Trees is our wholesale division. That division is experiencing some really terrific growth. One metric that we use is how many customers did they have this time last year. They had 17 customers or 17 dispensaries that they were selling into. In a year, they've increased that from 17 to 44 dispensaries that we're now selling into out of approximately 60 licensed dispensaries in the state of Nevada. So we now have penetration through our City Trees brand into approximately 70-plus percent of all of the dispensaries in Nevada. We're, again, really proud of the leadership that Don Decatur over at City Trees has provided. And it's exciting. We're seeing really good results.
My guest today is Andrew Glashow. He is the Chief Operating Officer, also president of the company of CLS Holdings USA, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. They are a diversified cannabis company. They act as an integrated cannabis producer, retailer through its Oasis Cannabis Series in Nevada and plans to expand on other states. That being said, where are we at in the process of Massachusetts?
So, Everett, we have two opportunities in Massachusetts. One is for a very substantial cultivation facility in Leicester, Mass. That's known as Canisist. And the other is the acquisition of In Good Health, which is one of the top three medical dispensaries in the state of Massachusetts. All the definitive documents for those transactions are currently in escrow. We are moving to close on Canisist sometime in the month of June, and we are moving to close on In Good Health in the month of November of this calendar year. Additionally, In Good Health, we invested approximately $5 million into In Good Health, and those dollars have been deployed, and the company has expanded its operations on a number of levels. Including its kitchen, including its conversion and extraction, as well as tripling the size of its cultivation capacity. All of that is within 30 days of being complete. As a result, cultivation in the facility will triple to about 650 to 700 pounds a month. And right now, wholesale prices in Massachusetts as of this week, are averaging about $4,200 a pound. So a lot of margin there. There's a lot of revenue there. And we look to capture it. And Massachusetts, as we all know, is a rapidly growing and evolving marketplace. Finally, with In Good Health, the dispensary, it is anticipated that its recreational dispensary license will be issued in Q3 of this calendar year. So sometime as early as the next 90 days, will be not only a medicinal dispensary, but a recreational dispensary as well. And typically what we see there is a 3X or a 4X jump in revenue.
If everything goes to plan, when do you think revenues will actually fall on the balance sheet for Massachusetts?
So in Massachusetts, the revenues will actually accrue to us beginning in November, when we close the In Good Health acquisition. And it should be noted that the reason that we are closing in the month of November is really for tax reasons for the principal owner. It was more advantageous for them to wait a year after they had changed their corporate charter to sell the business. We agreed to those terms and conditions. And quite frankly, it's working out very well for them, and it's working out really well for us.
Most of the companies on the OTC that have a market cap of under $50 million, their balance sheets has, you know, something to explain and be said for. They look terrible. Your balance sheet looks really significant better, and has that improved over the last couple of quarters. You want to respond on that or give us the reason why?
Absolutely. So we're fortunate in that the marketplace has entrusted us and or enabled us to go and to raise approximately $18 million in the last quarter. That has bolstered our balance sheet, It has enabled us to deploy the cash into assets like In Good Health. It has enabled us to continue to deploy assets into our Nevada footprint. And it puts us in a really solid position when we're going to do things, whether it's expansion or whether it's investing in our own assets. It's put us in a really good position to be able to utilize our balance sheet, the strength of our balance sheet, to go deploy assets and to go try to facilitate the growth and the expansion of what we are trying to do. We're in a pretty good position from a balance sheet perspective at the moment.
In closing here, what would your investors and my listeners take away from this interview?
Well, I hope there's a couple of things. First of all, I hope that they see that we are actually implementing a strategy. We're actually deploying assets into revenue-producing assets. We are deploying assets to improve upon the entities that we currently own. And we will continue to do so. And a perfect example of this is we will be under construction, and we have all the dollars to be able to do so in our North Las Vegas cultivation facility. We'll be under construction on the build-out of that, which will include cultivation, which will include conversion and extraction, and even more importantly, will include our proprietary conversion and extraction. And that will be completed sometime around October or November in this calendar year. And we're really excited to be able to show off not only our own cultivation center, but our proprietary conversion and extraction methodology. And we hope if that's successful, it will be a real differentiator for CLS.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a diversified cannabis company, look no further than CLS Holdings USA. I've brought you a lot of winners in the past. This company is a winner. This is my personal opinion. Go out and buy this stock. It's very undervalued here at 31, 32 cents a share. Andrew, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, I'm a big fan, and I wish you guys nothing but continued success.
Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.